I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Hey, guys. I got a chance to talk to Rob Corddry at Comic-Con. This was a roundtable interview, and I think it lasted like 3 minutes, but it was still very cool to talk to him. I love his show Children's Hospital and Adult Swim. He plays Dr. Blake Downs, the clown doctor who believes in the healing power of laughter as opposed to medicine. And if you've seen the show, you know that belief always leads to pretty disastrous but funny results.
Hey, what's it like being in charge? Is it really good?
So good. So good. I just say no arbitrarily.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like a Roman Caesar. I'm like, yes, no, give me some ham. You know? It's fantastic.
You know, we talked with Blake and Aaron about the kids, you know, in the background, you know, like, why are they there? What's the lottery going on? And, like, what kind of parents are letting them? Do you guys have any bets on set who can be the worst in front of the kids? See if they get away before a parent steps in.
No, my God, no. Oh, my God, no. I most of the time, like, I talk like a truck driver in general, and I'm so glad. Like, I have two young children of my own, and I can't believe they haven't sworn yet. But I, no, God, we would, like, feel terrible. One day, this girl was just talking about her dad and how kind of horrible he was. Like, yeah, my dad makes us do this, and painting the picture of this awful father. Any parent that lets their children do something like that is just a bad parent. There's no argument against that. That kids should be in any way affiliated with this business, especially the show.
So you were just saying that was the geisha makeup?
Yeah.
So do you feel a little bit creepy getting into it?
No, I definitely don't feel like. Yeah, I feel like I was saying. He heard me say before that the makeup is sort of modeled after John Wayne Gacy, but it's got like little cute little eyebrows. Nah, it doesn't really creep me out. I mean, I think it's like kind of a cliche. Like people enjoy saying that clowns are scary, but I don't really buy it. It's kind of a cute thing to say. Clowns are really just kind of uninteresting. You know what I mean? And clowns are kind of dumb, and clowns take themselves way too seriously. You know?
When this show was first coming together, was there like just like an incredible pet peeve you had about popular medical dramas that you just couldn't wait to satirize?
Not really. I mean, the show became, or is becoming, more of a parody of TV dramas in general. You know what I mean? But I was a huge fan of St. Elsewhere, so we've like paid homage to that in a lot of ways. MASH we paid homage to. I mean, Grey's has definitely given us some fodder, but you know, we're also not just making fun of that show as well. Just really like dramatic tropes, you know.
Now, you always seem to have a moment with Megan Mullally's character. Are we going to ever see that moment? It's going to follow through?
Here's the thing. I can't, as the writer, the head writer, I can't write myself making out with somebody. I wrote a scene where Megan Mullally makes out with every single doctor, and my character takes off before she gets to him, because he's autistic, essentially, and can't handle it. But, like, I sort of wrote myself as autistic so I wouldn't have to make out with anybody, because it would just feel creepy. And my wife, like, she's cool with it. She doesn't care, but, like, I should exploit it.
Thanks, Rob, and thank you guys for listening. Hey, if you're listening on iTunes, please give us some ratings, love, and keep coming back to dailyactor.com for more great interviews, columns, and resources. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.